Your speaker in this lesson is Harold Bigham.
Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Matthew 7:21-23. Obedience to the gospel of Christ is mandatory to go to heaven. Jesus commanded, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. John 3:5. He further commanded, He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Mark 16:16. Obedience to Christ is a must if we desire to go to heaven. Jesus said that many will not obey him. What are some things that can prevent us from obeying Christ? Today, let us briefly notice some in our lesson. First of all, a devotion to material things can prevent us from obeying Christ. Jesus taught, Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Matthew 6:19-21. Our devotion should be on heavenly things, and not on earthly things. Jesus is not teaching that we are not to think at all about earthly matters, but he is teaching about priorities in life, or what our devotion is toward. We are to lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven. Jesus said, But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. Paul said, If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Colossians 3:1-2. What is your focus? Upon whom are you devoted to? Materialism is the god of many people. Secondly, being afraid of what others might think or say about us can prevent us from obeying Christ. There are many examples in the New Testament of people who were afraid of what others would think about them. They allowed fear to control their actions. The multitude was afraid of what the Jews might think. The Bible says, And there was much murmuring among the people concerning him. For some said, He is a good man. Others said, Nay, but he deceiveth the people. Howbeit no man spake openly of him, for fear of the Jews. John 7:12-13. The chief rulers were afraid of what the Pharisees would say, when the Bible says, Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. John 12:42-43. Are you today afraid of what others might say about you obeying the gospel of Christ? Are you afraid today of what your family might say or think about you? Jesus taught, Think not that I'm come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I'm come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Matthew 10:34-39. We must not be afraid of what others might think or say about us obeying the gospel. But then thirdly, a love for sin and the praises of men can prevent us from obeying Christ. Jesus said, "But I know you, that you have not the love of God in you." John 5:42. Could it be that we might have a love for our sinful practices that we refuse to give up? John wrote, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." 1 John 2:15-17. Jesus further stated, "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved." John 3:19-20. A love for sin will cause us to lose our souls. Still, others might have love for the praise received from other people. Jesus spoke of those who were guilty of such. He stated, "Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God." John 12:42-43. Love God, my friend, and obey him. The Bible says, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind." Matthew 22:37. But then finally, blinded by prejudice can prevent us from obeying Christ. Jesus spoke of those who would be blind to the gospel. He had blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. Paul wrote, "In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." 1 Corinthians 4:4. Jesus said, "This people draw nigh unto me with their mouth, and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." Matthew 15:8-9. We can be prejudiced toward the truth of the gospel. Sin causes us to be blind and not be able to see the truth. It could be that we are content to remain in our sins, and we are satisfied with our sinful way of life. It could be that we are satisfied with the commandments of men instead of being obedient to the commands of God. The gospel of Christ has the power to open up our eyes so that we can see the truth. Jesus said, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John 8:32. Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to every one that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." Romans 1:16. Are you today, my friend, blinded by prejudice toward the gospel of Christ? Are you prejudiced toward scriptural baptism for the remission of sins? And are you prejudiced about the Lord's church that is revealed in the New Testament? Acts 2:38, Ephesians 4:4, Matthew 16:18-19. Being prejudiced against the truth can cause us to lose our souls. We should love the truth. Don't be like the ones that are mentioned by the Apostle Paul when he wrote, "And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved." 2 Thessalonians 2:10. My friend, have a love for the truth and obey it today. God's plan reveals that after hearing the gospel being taught, that we are to have faith. Romans 10:17, Mark 16:15-16. This faith leads us to repent of our sins and to confess the good name of Christ as the only begotten Son of God. Luke 13:3-5, Romans 10:9-10. The final step of God's plan of salvation is scriptural baptism for the remission of sins. Scriptural baptism is immersion into the water. Romans 6, beginning in verse 2, Paul would write, God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, but like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also shall walk in newness of life. Notice that when we have obeyed the gospel, and as we remain faithful and true and steadfast, even till we die for him, Revelation 2 verse 10, we can go to heaven in the after while. May God bless you as you continue to read and study the Bible.